The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
Hello everyone, it's Callum here, and you're listening to another one of my Curious Creatures podcasts. A special type of podcast where I'll fill you in with fascinating facts about animals that you may not have even heard about. The bird is the word with today's podcast, because we're talking about the secretary bird. No, these birds don't take phone calls or work in an office, but they do have some unique features that make them worth talking about. Ready? Let's roll out the facts. The secretary bird is a species of raptor bird that is found in the scorching hot savannas of Africa. Being raptor birds, this makes them related to other fearsome fowl, such as ostriches, cassowaries, and even the fruitless excuse for a bird, the kiwi. These beautiful birds are well known for their striking appearance of black and grey plumage, reddish face with quill-like feathers sticking out, and those slender striking legs. But don't let its beauty deceive you, this chick's quite the femme fatale. Those legs look long and lovely, but in actuality, they're a bunch of killing machines. Once they find something tasty, they'll chase it down before proceeding to start river dancing on their body, delivering powerful kicks in the blink of an eye, stomping them down repeatedly until the prey falls flat from exhaustion or a caved-in skull, in which the secretary bird swallows it up whole. Their diet consists of lizards, small mammals, insects, and even venomous snakes like cobras and mambas. In fact, they're so fond of killing and eating snakes that they've earned the nickname the Archer of Snakes. And also, check out those wings! These birds have a huge wingspan of 2 metres long, quite big for a bird. However, secretary birds rarely take to the skies with those wings, only using them to reach their nests or to distract prey. And speaking of nests, why don't we talk about the dating life of a secretary bird? During the peak of a breeding season, which can be at any time, secretary birds will perform aerial displays where they'll swoop up and down to attract a mate. And if all goes well, then the starling-crossed lovers will build a nest up in the thorny treetops, where they'll lay up to 1 to 3 eggs. And, even better, these lovebirds mate for life, so any chick doesn't have to worry about their father going out to get some milk. Not that birds are notorious milk drinkers. And this makes sense why they're so highly territorial, and they won't hesitate to kick the life out of anything that gets too close to their nest. How close, you may ask? Well, some secretary birds can be as strict as 50 kilometres squared, meaning that if a flock of these Bruce Lee birds claim the Isle of Wight as their nesting grounds, they could give everyone here a run for their money. Welp, that's all I've got for today, but do tune in next week where I'll be back with some more fascinating facts. I swear it! So, it's a goodbye from your walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife himself, Callum! See you later!